Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, welcome into the Fantasy Bros Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Sylvester, and Mike Tagliere is back with us today. You can follow us on Twitter, at BobbyFantasyPro, and at Mike Tagliere NFL. Tags, what's up, dude?
Oh, nothing much. It's good to be back. I mean, every now and then we need to walk away from football, and I did my best to walk away for a week and just like not pay attention to anything. I wasn't on Twitter very much, but I got a whole lot done with when it came to working on my novel that I'd been kind of setting aside. I got about 15,000 words done last week, so I'm ecstatic about that. I need to stay into it a little bit, but it's definitely good to sit back at the office computer today and start going through some football stuff.
I'm pumped for you, man, and I'm glad that you're on a winning streak. You have to keep the juices going right now. We're doing Fantasy Feud. You've got, what, a 6-game winning streak on this, and Joe Pisapia is coming back for vengeance. Are you going to let him win?
He's coming back. I mean, he's coming. He's a glutton for punishment is what he is.
Joe, what's going on, dude?
This is true. I am a glutton for punishment. That's for damn sure. And look, I'm very excited to hear more about Mike's novel. I assume it's the torrid tale of a young man's journey through the world of fantasy football. All the you know, the deep, dark sexual things that happen, the groupies, the drugs, everything that goes on there. I assume semi-autobiographical, but I cannot wait. Because that is going to be a number one bestseller, too. Of course, after the Black Book, but, you know, whatever.
Tags, your book is a lot deeper than that, isn't it, man?
It is. It is. It's a fictional thing, but it's about tragedy and someone getting through that and how it changes perspective.
Great. Way to make me feel like a jerk, Tags. Way to go.
Yeah, it's completely different than football. It's something that I've wanted to do. It's like a personal goal of mine. So
that's great, man. Congratulations.
It's just like to get to that. I haven't finished it. I'm like maybe a third, halfway through it, somewhere around there, but definitely want to get it done this offseason.
Hey, by the way, Joe is on Twitter, guys, at JoePisapia17 if you want to give him a follow. He is the author of the number one best-selling fantasy Black Book series, hosts the Black Book Pod as well. He's a TV host for Sports Grid. All-around great guy. You guys know him. He's awesome. He's a great guest. And Joe, you're taking down Tags today, even if I have to cheat to make sure it happens.
Well, look, we cheated and we still lost that other time. So, I mean, I think we know where things are at. And I am still doing baseball shows, if you can believe it, even though there is no baseball. So the Football
Black
Book.
Built an excuse.
Well, look, Football Black Book, I've been immersed in for the last 6 weeks. So I'm hoping that I can compete here with Tags. Maybe he's still got a little dust, you know, from all that novel writing he's been doing. So maybe he's, maybe he's rusty. Maybe we'll catch him off guard. Unlikely. Possible. But I am very excited to at least just hang out with you guys, because that's really what this is all about, right?
Right.
This is our version of the quarantine bar. It's us playing stupid games and hanging out, and I'm all for that.
Yes.
Guys, I have something I want to talk about before we do Fantasy Feud, okay? Tom Brady is going to replace Jameis Winston, who, mind you, led the league in passing yards, right? Tom Brady is 43 years old. If you look at his yards per attempt, touchdown rate, interception rate, all three of those were worse than Jacoby Brissett and Gardner Minshew, who are both dual threats. If either of those guys were going into Tampa Bay to be their quarterback, would you say it's a huge upgrade from Jameis Winston? I get it. Mike Evans and Gronk and Chris Godwin are all there, but like, Is this really an upgrade? Is it a huge upgrade that's going to make them? This is why I'm bringing it up. Because people got like top three all time maddest at me this weekend when I said Jarrett Stidham is going to win more games this year than Tom Brady. Vegas has them both at 9 wins. Is that crazy, guys? Is it like, is this some attention seeking tweet like everyone is saying it is?
No, I mean, I don't think it's like the craziest take. I wouldn't say it personally, like if I were projecting who's going to win more games, but it's not out of a question just because you think about the fact that Tom Brady, not only is he going to a new team, which is tough to begin with, right? To learn a new playbook, develop chemistry with players around you, but during this whole COVID-19 thing where we're all stuck in quarantine, he has not had a chance to work out with his receivers. And if you go back, like look through the history of Tom Brady in the offseason, he consistently worked with Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski all offseason, and those were his favorite targets. So having Gronk there is definitely going to help, and I think that's one of the best things the Bucs probably could have done. But he has not had a chance to work with Mike Evans or Chris Godwin or anybody on this offense for that matter. This offensive line needs to come together. There's a few new pieces on it. There's a lot of things going into this that this offseason is different than most, where it's like Tom Brady might be a little bit behind the curve in terms of like adjusting to his new scenery, and it is a much tougher division than he used to play in. Let's be real about that. He played in the worst division in football for a long time, and now he's going to what I believe is the best division in football with the Saints, Falcons, and Bucks there.
Yeah. Joe, what do you think, man? Basically, what this comes down to is who's better, Gardner Minshew or James Winston?
Well, look, I think part of what they're doing is they're saying, look, if you take, although he threw a lot of touchdowns, Winston also threw a lot of picks. And sure. The one thing that Brady's still very good at is obviously efficiency, doesn't turn the ball over all that much, and certainly no one turns it over as much as Jameis Winston. However...
But that's my point, is Jacoby Brissett and Gardner Minshew turned it over just as much as Brady did. Would you rather have Minshew?
Well, no, of course not. That's just crazy. I'd rather have Minshew's mustache, but that's about it. But the thing that I would say is this, I think you have to understand that at this point in time, in the last couple of years, if you've watched the Patriots as much as I have, God knows I'm Mr. Tom Brady, I got the Tom Brady things right behind me, the draft card is actually above me. I've got a blow up of the original Tom Brady draft card, pick number 199. So
that's awesome.
I know a thing or two about Tom Brady. And what I'm saying is the last 3 years, he's been propped up by a running game. And that's the one thing that I think is enormously suspect with the Bucs right now. So I think for Tom Brady to be successful is a lot of running play action, a lot of, you know, usage of the running backs, and it's going to be a very different setup for him. Mike makes a great point about the OTAs and not being able to be on the practice field with these guys. I mean, it's one thing to be in a different team after 3 or 4 years. How about 20? How about 20 years? And if anybody can do it, Tom Brady sure can. However, I think you also have to be realistic on the flip side, too, is if they felt confident enough in Stidham, would it shock, and they didn't draft a quarterback, would it shock anybody if the Pats won 9 games? It wouldn't shock me because I think they're far better than the Jets.
They're going to win 11 or 12 games. They've got the best defense in the NFL.
It's Buffalo's division to lose. And what the Pats are doing right now is creating an old-timey team right now where they're going to play defense and run the football down your throat sure with a bunch of different guys. And that is fascinating because if that works in this modern-day NFL where everyone's just airing out and throwing the ball over the place, that would be fascinating to see because, once again, Belichick is ahead of the curve and not doing what everybody else is doing.
Or, you know, Tom Brady wasn't a top 20 quarterback last season as a 42-year-old, and so they don't need a great quarterback performance out of Stidham to again win the AFC East. I mean, you talk about how much you love, how much you know Tom Brady. You know Bill Belichick, too. What did he get out of, you know, Matt Castle, Jacoby Brissett, and Jimmy Garoppolo?
Wins.
Better stats per 16 games than Deshaun Watson last year. It doesn't matter who their quarterback is. The Patriots are going to win double-digit games, and everyone is wrong on Twitter.
I'll tell you what, I will defend you. I will defend your honor, Bobby. I think you're not off base. And it's not because I'm Mr. Patriot either. You know, I'm trying to be very realistic. I think it is a sink or swim situation. They could be a 4-win team. They could be a 10-win team. there's a big gap in here, depending on how things come together. But I mean, I went back and I do the write-ups for the Black Book on the quarterbacks. And, you know, I went back and watched all the film on Stidham, and it was really good. Not the year he got drafted, but the year before. And then, you know, kind of like Jordan Love, he had like a regression before he got drafted. So it's like, what do you believe in? Do you believe in how good he was when he was beating Alabama? Or do you believe in how bad he was the second year right before the draft? So I think it's a very difficult thing to gauge. And I don't think we're going to have an answer until they get on the field. But I also don't want to anoint the Bucs because I still say the New Orleans Saints are by far the best roster sure in football. And if they are, then that is going to be a tough road. He doesn't automatically make them winning that division just because he ends up in Tampa.
Tags, you have any football hot takes you want to get out before we start this competition,
no,
baby?
No, absolutely not. I'm just back.
You're ready for this.
I don't need that. Yes.
I'm just trying to stall big time so that Tags like gets out of his groove because I know he was prepping, like listening to Space Jam music and everything before this.
He's fresh off The Last Dance. Is that why he's reminiscing about his youth? Is that-
oh. That's right. Yeah.
The goat.
I tried to wear a tie, guys, for this because Dan Harris did it when he was the host. And I thought, oh, yeah, I'll wear a tie and everything. I tried to put it on, guys. Like, my neck, I've got, like, this Clinton Portis neck, and I can't put a tie around it. I haven't worn a tie in, like, 3 years, guys.
That means you can't tie a tie.
No, I can tie a tie. No, dude, I can't button the dress shirt around my neck.
Oh,
that's
I see.
That's the problem.
So it's not the tie. You need one shirt. Of those extender clips. Is yeah. that because you're so yoked? Is that why? Because you're just so huge right now, buddy?
That's not what I'm saying, dude.
He's got this neck like this. He's
so huge. Instead, I decided to wear a Green Bay Packers jersey just to troll Tags because they are still the best. They are still the best team in the NFC North, and Tags knows it.
The fact that you have a Packers jersey is just blows my mind.
He has it just for you, I think. I'm pretty sure.
It is just for you. And guys, you can watch this, by the way, if you want to see my hunky Packers jersey. We're on YouTube at youtube.com/fantasypros. And it's not just for videos like this. We also do the videos of the podcast. We do all kinds of videos. Every single week, we have new videos coming out that are real sharp. Our video producers are awesome, doing a great job. So hit that subscribe button on YouTube at youtube.com/fantasypros. And if you enjoy the videos, give us a like as well. We really appreciate that. It does help us out. You guys ready to start this?
Ready.
Let's do it.
All right. So we're doing Family Feud.
Okay.
Rules. It's Fantasy Feud. So we're talking only fantasy football. And you guys know how this works. Okay. We've got four questions that we're going to go through. You guys are going to each give one answer. Whoever buzzes in first with their name gets to give the first answer. If it's the number one answer on the board, I'll ask you pass or play. If it's not, then the other guy gets a chance. If he has a better answer, he gets to pass or play. And then he'll have to get the correct six answers. Otherwise, the other guy gets a chance to steal. You guys know how it works. Afterwards, we'll do a fast money round where we've got five questions. You have to answer very quickly. You guys ready to roll?
Ready. Ready to rock.
Sure.
All right. Joe, you're going to get him this time, baby. Let's do it, man.
Look, I am burning on empty right now. I'm the only guy who's like super busy. Everyone's like, oh, I'm so bored. I got nothing to do. No. The guys know because every time in the chat, whenever we get in this, I always type some other name. The fact that I was just Joe today tells you where my head's at. So this is either going to be like, you know, when Michael Jordan was sick that time with the food poisoning and was brilliant, or it's going to be a debacle. Either way, it's going to be good TV radio. So let's do it.
All right, guys. First question. Buzz in with your name. Name a player who would become a fantasy stud if his teammate was traded or injured.
Tags. Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt is the number three answer on the board with 11 points. What do you have for us, Joe?
How about Amari Cooper?
Amari Cooper is not on the board. So, Tags, you get to decide, pass or play.
I will play.
You always play. And I always think it's a bad decision.
And he's always right.
Yeah, but he's always right.
No, see, what Mike likes to do is he likes to like take off the obvious ones and then he clips down. And then eventually, you know, there's only like one or two guys left and I miss them and he wins.
For sure.
That's fine. It's a strategy.
I think all six of these ones are obvious, though.
All right. Well, let's
do it. I probably shouldn't have given Tags that clue because now he's going to get them.
All right,
Tags, what do you have? Kareem Hunt's already off the board at number three.
All right. Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley is number four with 11 points.
All right. This guy was really good last year when his teammate went down. I'm going to go with Latavius Murray.
Latavius Murray, number six on the board, 4 points.
Six. Wow. I'm working on a best dynasty value on each team right now. This one, it seems crazy, so I don't know if the public's going to agree with me, but Tony Pollard?
Tony Pollard, number one, 15 points.
Okay, yeah, his ADP in Dynasty right now is RB54, which is crazy. It's just stupid.
What?
Yeah, that is ridiculous, man. He's my number 35 running back this year.
Man, I still got scars from that other question. I was like, who's an inept coach? And we were like rattling. I was rattling off all these guys. And the general public's like, no, he's very good. Ugh, this is ridiculous.
Right.
Let's go with Bobby's favorite here. Give me a second to think about it. Dallas Goedert.
Dallas Goedert, number five answer on the board. He doesn't have any strikes. He just needs one more. Can he get it?
Philip Lindsay?
No, come on, man.
All right, give me the question again to build drama whenever it's my turn.
I will. I absolutely will. It's not going to be, though. Tags is going to get it.
Is it Rashad Penny?
Oh, no. Strike number two. Is he going to choke? And Joe's going to steal all the points. I know he's going to. One more answer on the board worth 13 points.
Crap. Let's go with Anthony Miller.
No. Oh, man. Oh, Tags, this is the number two answer on the board. When I did this.
Give away the question. Let's go. Stop wasting time here.
I got all six of them with no strikes, dude. And you just got three strikes? Come on, man. This is the easiest one.
Would you give him the damn question?
Can you stop poking the bear, Bobby? For the love of God, will you stop?
Here you go, Joe. Name a player who would become a fantasy stud if his teammate were traded or injured. Who is the number two answer on the board for 13 points, but you will get 59 if you steal this.
How about Jonathan Taylor?
Oh, man. No. This is so disappointing. Tags, you get 46 points, even though you missed out on Alexander Mattison.
Oh, that's actually a good one.
I name him every single show, man. I always say.
I think my initial Amari Cooper thing, I didn't hear the question properly. I was thinking who would benefit the most. Like, if somebody went down, who is the guy to get hurt? So I think I interpreted the question wrong my first guess, so I apologize there.
Oh, yeah. I thought about Ryquell Armstead, but I was like, no, nobody wants the Jags.
No, it doesn't matter.
But he wouldn't be a fantasy stud. Like, Alexander Mattison would be a fantasy stud. I say this every dang show. You get the high upside running backs like Tony Pollard, Alexander Mattison, Latavius Murray.
Yeah, well, it's all the backup RB. But, I mean, they told me that, if Marlon Mack got hurt, that Jonathan Taylor wouldn't benefit from that.
I mean, he absolutely would.
No. The answer to that would be Marlon Mack, because it's going to be Jonathan Taylor who's starting.
Right, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. So, Tags, you got 46 points already, man. Joe?
It feels good.
Step it up, dude. All right, guys, before we get to the next one, I want to tell you about a really cool website you guys are going to love. It's Reality Sports Online. By now, you've probably heard of Reality Sports Online, the powerful fantasy sports platform where owners get to build and manage their fantasy teams like an NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? It's time to go see what all the buzz in the Dynasty community is all about. Free agency, multi-year contracts, a rookie draft. Multi-team trades, franchise tags, contract extensions, first-round rookie options, automatic contract and salary cap functionality, and much, much more. Think that sounds complicated? It's really not. The best thing about Reality Sports Online, Fantasy Front Office, is that it doesn't take any more time than a standard league. It just requires more strategy. Think you're among the fantasy elite? Well, this is the platform to test your mettle. Still not sure? You can test out your general manager skills for free in a mock free agency auction. If you like what you see, use the promo code FANTASYPROS, all one word, and you'll receive a 10% discount on your team or league today. Fantasy just got real at realitysportsonline.com. Name a player who hit his absolute peak in 2019.
Joe.
Joe got it.
Give me Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry, number three answer on the board, 12 points. Tags, what do you have?
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, number... four answer on the board. Yeah, Joe, do you want to pass or play?
I want to play.
Damn
I'm
it.
Beat you at your own game, Taglier.
All right, I'm going to say the question one more time.
Okay.
Come on, Joe. All right, focus in. You got this. Name a player who hit his absolute fantasy peak in 2019. You need the remaining four answers, including number one on the board.
Okay, Michael Thomas?
Michael Thomas is on the board, number five, for 8 points.
Okay.
Really?
Absolute peak. Well, I mean, geez, he did have 1,700 yards.
Yeah, I guess.
He was like the number one fantasy wide receiver by 100 points, dude.
Yeah, I mean, God. Let's do Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey, number one answer on the board, 17 points.
Damn it.
Oh, man, must hurt to miss the easy ones, huh?
Yeah. Well, Lamar Jackson, I felt like he would have been one. I thought McCaffrey would have been two.
But. All right, I'm going to see, now I'm talking trash, and now I put myself in a hole. Let's
you
say...
need number two and number six, Joe.
How about Nick Chubb?
Nope.
Okay. Number two and number six. So guys, it doesn't get any better than... All right, Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott, not on the board.
Oh!
You got two strikes. You need two more answers. Otherwise, Tags is going to steal. And the number two answer is on the board for him.
I just got to get one. That's what I got. I got to try to figure out to get one. Not going to get any better than this for this guy, right? That's what we're saying here.
Like Dan Harris says, you always set the bar extraordinarily
Let's
low.
Let's go. You guys are Go.
Just think of names. All right. I don't know if he could get this high again, so I'm going to go Chris Carson.
Wrong. Okay. All right, Tags. You got a chance to steal. You want the question again, or you got it?
No, I got it. Austin Eckler.
Oh, he missed. Joe's in the lead. 48-46. Let's go, baby.
No way. Eckler wasn't on there? That's a
Eckler
great answer.
Eckler was not on there. That was a really good answer, Tags. But I think a lot of people are thinking he's going to get even better since he's the full-time starter. Even though he's actually splitting the workload with two other running backs. All right, so here are the other answers.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones. I didn't guess this one either, but I think that one makes a lot of sense. 15 points.
Yeah,
And the other one, Devontae Parker. I don't
I thought,
but he was the only wide receiver on their team last year after Preston Williams got hurt.
Yeah, I thought Eckler was a really good guess there.
Jameis Winston was another one I thought about.
Sorry, by the way, everyone, for yelling into the microphone.
No, no, we're all excited. I yelled. We all yelled. Look, this is a moment in time. Can we just take like a screenshot of the board and just like tweet that out?
This is legitimately, I think, the first time Tags has ever not been leading in Fantasy Feud.
Against me or everybody?
Anybody. I mean, he took down Jake Seeley. He took down me. Who else did you beat, Tags?
Pissed a pee like 3 times.
Yeah, he's beat a lot of people, and it was ugly most of the time.
Can we just screenshot the leaderboard? That's all I want.
I think maybe we should just end the episode here.
Yeah, it's been really fun. I've really enjoyed the time here, guys. It's always fun to hang out.
How many points did he get there?
48. So it is 48 to 46.
Whenever the episode is tweeted out, can we please just use this as the still? That's all I have. And then people go, oh my God, because it'll build the drama too. They'll say, oh, Tags is behind? What? And then of course I'll lose, but that's fine. But let's you know, build a little suspense here.
We need to get one of your like model still shots in there too.
You want some blue steel? I'll get you some blue steel.
Nice. Right, here we go. Name a tight end you don't want any part of in 2020.
Tags.
Tags, who do you have?
It's got to be O.J. Howard.
O.J. Howard, number 3 answer on the board. Third straight time you guys have picked the number 3 answer on the board with your first choice. What do you have, Joe?
You know what? Let's go with Waller. Let's go with Waller.
Waller's not even on the board, man. And Tags is going to fight you for saying Waller.
I know. I just kind of wanted to piss
him
off.
I'm going
to play. All right, Tags. I know you're playing. Who are you going with, buddy?
By the way, I did move Waller down my board after who they drafted and what they're doing this offseason.
Good point, me too.
Well, I didn't think it was all that bad of an answer.
I didn't think it was a terrible answer, but...
Tag says Waller is his number 3 tight end. What is he now, 4 or 5?
I moved him down to, I think, 5 or 6.
Okay, yeah, because Mark Andrews is the number 3 now.
I just don't want to pay. I guess my perspective is I don't want to pay that for him, so I guess that's the...
Yeah.
Sure. I'm over-interpreting once again, so go ahead, Tags. I'll run the board here.
Well, my number 1 answer, like I said O.J. Howard because I thought that's what people would say, and I'm going to go with my number 1 answer, and hopefully they agree, is Austin Hooper.
That's the number 1 answer, 24, and you guys are stupid. You guys are really stupid. I'm getting all the Austin Hooper this year, baby.
Ugh, gross. I mean, I'm going to go with a guy that is all of a sudden just dead, David Njoku.
Yeah, number 4 answer on the board with 8 points.
Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham, number 2 answer on the board, 17 points. He's on fire, folks. He's not going down. Joe, you made him mad. You made him really mad. This is like Michael Jordan performance here.
You know what the funniest part is? I was going to say Austin Hooper, and I was like, no. Everyone's going to be excited because now everyone's always excited when someone moves or overexcited.
Greg Olsen?
No, you got that one wrong. 1 strike. You need 2 more answers.
All right. Hunter Henry.
Wrong. Damn, be thinking, Joe. You're going to have a chance to steal here in a second, buddy.
All right. I will say Trey Burton.
Wrong. All right. Yeah. So there are 57 points available to steal. You've got the number 5 answer worth 6 points. The number 6 answer worth 5 points. Joe, can you steal? Do you need the question again?
Yes, please. Once more.
All right. Name a tight end you don't want any part of in 2020.
I don't want any part of Rob Gronkowski.
That's a good answer.
It's a good answer, but it's not on the board. So, Tags, you get 57 more points, man.
Boo.
Tags, you were at 103.
No, seriously, like that was a good answer, and to the point where I was like, oh, no, I'm actually going to lose this game.
Yeah, the other answers, which, you know, I think the first answer is a good one, not as good as Gronk. I think Gronk should have been up in the top 3. Zach Ertz, number 5 on the board, 6 points. Ooh. And I agree with that one. Jason Witten is the other one.
Oh, Jason. No, well, duh.
Yeah, I know. that's like saying, okay, I'm not going to draft the backup tight end for, you know, the New York Giants. I don't even know who that is.
Guys, do not draft Ricky Seals-Jones this year.
Wasn't he the, I always feel like Ricky Seals-Jones was the basis for Sexual Chocolate in Coming to America.
What is happening, Joe?
No, Coming to America. Remember the band Sexual Chocolate? I always feel like Ricky Seals-Jones is like the greatest name for a guy that was in that band.
Never heard of him, man.
You've probably never seen Coming to America.
Never heard of it.
Eddie Murphy movie. You should go watch it. It's very funny.
Eddie Murphy's awesome. I will watch that.
Great. We should know who Eddie Murphy is.
I definitely know who Eddie Murphy is. Here's the last one. And Joe, you have a chance to like even this up going to the fast money rounds, which Tags has historically not dominated. So you've got a chance here. Let's get this. Name a quarterback you'd trust in best ball, but not in standard redraft.
Joe,
who do you have, dude?
Philip Rivers.
Oh, not on the board, man.
I'm going Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's the number 2 answer on the board. 10 points. Tags, you passing?
Playing.
I know you are. All right.
Of course I'm playing.
All right. I'm going to go with the guy that, I mean, this should be an answer. Daniel Jones.
Number 1 answer on the board. 20 points.
Okay.
All right. Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill's not on the board.
Hmm. Really? Interesting.
He only throws 20 passes a game, guys.
That's why it's good for best ball. He worked out last year. Baker Mayfield?
Not on the board.
Ooh. Oh, come on.
You got two strikes already, dude.
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff not on the board. Here we go, Joe.
Oh,
although, Tags did not give you many points to steal, just 30 of them.
Well, oh, man. I mean, whatever. Right. If you can get this one, dude, I got nothing.
How about Drew Locke?
Oh, come on. Not on the board, you dorks.
Who are the answers?
Tags, yeah. You were at 133 points to Joe's 48. This is not looking pretty for you again, Joe. Here are the other answers.
I don't know how Gronk wasn't on that tight end list. I mean, right. I'm so drunk. You know, once again, I always get screwed this
way. most trusted quarterbacks in best ball, but not in redraft. Jameis Winston, number 3 on the board, 6. I don't understand.
How? He doesn't have a job.
Exactly. Yeah.
I thought Tyrod Taylor.
This is where I take umbrage with the Family Feud. Okay, Gronk is not on the board. Winston is the number one answer in this
number
question.
Number three.
Okay.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is number 4.
Okay. How many points was Jameis worth?
6.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't very high. It's just a very. Right. It was a very top
maybe
heavy
six
question.
People who just aren't paying attention, or they assumed he was going to get a job. This
again.
Was
when were these questions asked? Last November.
I'm assuming right before he was signed with the Saints. And everyone was expecting him to
is
be,
Andy
you know,
Dalton
the Patriots
next on this list.
Or, like,
you know,
Ryan Fitzpatrick, Tom Brady,
Cam Newton would have been a good one.
Aaron Rodgers, number 5.
Rodgers. Okay.
All right. So the score 133-46 going into fast money. Whatever. I'm going to let Joe go first.
Good.
Of course you are.
And I'm giving him double points.
Yep, that sounds about right.
You don't have to patronize me. It's all right.
I'm not. This is not patronizing you. This is punishing Tags for cheating against me the last time we did Fantasy Feud, you big
cheater.
How did
I cheat against you?
I don't remember, but remember Dan stopped being your friend because he said you had no integrity.
Oh, that was strategy, okay? That was the smartest move ever, and I'm actually still proud of that. I'm proud of that.
You should be proud and ashamed.
Okay.
I want for the record, when that happens today, you are sure I'm the first person to ever be ahead of him?
First person to ever be ahead
of
Tags.
That's it. That's a win, okay? It's a sad win. It's a sad state of affairs for my life, but that's a win right now.
But I mean, like, imagine if you actually beat him, too. Like, that would be on ESPN,
well,
probably.
I mean, anything would be on
It'd
ESPN
be top
right
10
now,
on SportsCenter, for sure.
All right, you ready for fast round? Tags?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, guys, just type in the chat when I can come back in. I'll just look at that until, like, I'm going to take out my headphones.
Sounds good.
Right now.
And don't cheat, Tags.
I'm not going to.
Tags is like not going to go on mute or anything. He's going to be listening the whole time, Googling his answers.
It's on video. Right. You guys
see
just,
you, Tags.
I'm taking out my headphones right now.
Tags, just come back in 1 minute. Just 1 minute. We'll talk until then, okay?
All right.
All right, you ready, Joe?
Yeah, let's go.
What's the earliest hour of the day you do an actual fantasy draft?
10 a.m.
All right. Which defensive back would you most hate to see matched up against your wide receiver 1?
God, I don't know why I'm blanking right now. Come back to it. Pass.
All right. Which division has the lowest amount of fantasy running back value?
Which division has the lowest fantasy value? AFC East.
Oh, man. All right. All right. Next one.
And I'm going to say Gilmore for my other answer. Give me Gilmore.
Okay.
Sorry.
Using multiples of 10, what percentage of your fantasy teams made the playoffs last year?
My personally or?
No, this is what everyone else would say.
They'll say 50%.
50%? All right. And I'm not going to let you answer the last one because you just took too long and everything else. Sorry, Joe.
That's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. So I'm trying to play it fair.
No, that's fair. I literally just blanked. I was trying to pass to come back because I know you could do that in the game. I just, like I said, I just blanked. So.
It's all good. All right. We will.
Oh, you might as well let me answer it.
Yeah. I mean, you can answer it. I'm not giving you the points, though.
That's fine. It's fair.
And Tags can take this answer if you want.
That's fine.
How much would you pay to meet Bobby Sylvester in person?
$100.
$100.
$100. Yeah, because I'd take you out to a nice dinner.
Well, thanks, man. Yeah, I know you would, man, but that's not what everyone else is going to answer. Let's bring Tags back into the room. All right. That would have got you 0 points, by the way.
Well, there's a no win for that question.
I will say that was a lot longer than 20 to 25 seconds.
Well, here's the thing, Tags.
I don't trust you.
I didn't let Joe answer the last question because he was taking too long.
Well, I had said pass on one because I just kind of brain farted for a second, and I was like, just pass and come back to it, but we would not allow that. So it's dead air. It's no good. We'll move on.
All right.
But you know what? It's not, you know, the build up for the last question. I don't know if you're going to want to answer it. I don't think you're going to want to hear it anyway. So
I'll just say this. So there's 5 questions on the board. I gave Joe 3 answers. You're going to need to step it up or he's going to beat you since he gets double the points.
You gave him three answers? What the hell is wrong with you?
I didn't give him three answers. I'm letting him answer three of them. I didn't give him the... I almost gave you the answer that he gave, but I didn't give him one of them. Wait.
How many? I thought I answered four or five.
You did, but I'm not letting you. You said you were going to go back and answer that one. I'm not letting you do that either. All right. You guys, I'll explain it at the end. Tags, let's do your fast money round. Joe, you can listen in. All right, buddy?
All right.
All right, listen in.
First answer or first question, Tags. What's the earliest hour of the day you do an actual fantasy draft?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. All right. Which defensive back would you most hate to see matched up against your wide receiver one?
Stephon Gilmore.
All right. Which division has the lowest amount of fantasy running back value?
AFC East.
You can't answer that one. Pick a different one.
Damn it. AFC South.
AFC South?
Yeah, that's what I'll go with, I guess.
All right. Using multiples of 10, what percentage of your fantasy teams made the playoffs last year? This is what people would say.
100.
All right. How much would you pay to meet Bobby Sylvester in person?
After this? Zero.
All right. Now, I'm going to give Joe's answers first, and we're going to double them up because that's what I said. What is the earliest hour of the day you would do an actual draft? Joe, you said 10 a.m. That's the number two answer on the board worth 14 points. We will circle back around and give all the answers. We're just going to do Joe first, okay?
Okay.
So that's 28 points for Joe. Which defensive back would you most hate to see matched up against your wide receiver one? Joe blanked, passed. I'm not giving him his answer because he tried to go back to it. He said Richard Sherman. It only would have been worth 3 points.
I did not say Richard Sherman.
Who did you say?
I said Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah, well, either way, it all took so long, I'm not letting him have the answer. Not letting him have the answer.
Now I'm getting screwed by my guy, Bobby. I can't believe it. I expect to get screwed by Tags.
Tags, if you were, when you listen back to this, you're going to be like, whoa, why did he take so long? It was like 12
I
seconds.
I did.
And then
it's
passed.
Been a long, listen.
Yeah.
Listen. That's, well, it's been a long morning of homeschooling at the Pisa Pia
yeah,
house.
Yeah, dude.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
I'm about
right
to make
now.
You really happy, though, because listen to this. Which division had the lowest amount of fantasy running back value?
Yeah.
AFC East,
number one answer
on the board, 69 points. So, Joe, jeez, you get 138 for that one.
What?
138. Using multiples of 10, which percentage of your fantasy teams made the playoffs last year? Joe, you said 50. So, number three answer on the board, 16. So, you get 32 points for that one. And you did not answer the last one. You ran out of time. So, let's add up.
I did answer the last one. You never told me there
well,
was
you
a
did,
clock.
But I already told you the time was out, okay? And your answer was $100, which wasn't on the board anyway, so you can't complain about that one.
And why? So I said I would take you out to a nice dinner the first time I ever met you, and I thought $100 would be nice. You know, go out to a nice steakhouse, kind of whatever you wanted.
I will look forward to that.
Yeah, well, guess what? You blew it. It's gone now.
It's gone now.
So, Joe, you had 48 points going into the Fast Money round. You just picked up 198 in the Fast Money round. You're 246, dude. That's going to be hard to beat.
That's
Can
dumb.
Tags make the comeback? That's the question. Tags, you're at 133 right now. All right? Here are your answers. What's the earliest hour of the day you would do a draft? You said 9 o'clock. It's the number three answer on the board, Tags. 12. You're now at 145. Which defensive back would you most hate to see matched up against your wide receiver one? You got the number one answer on the board, Stephon Gilmore, 44 points. So now you're at
but I said
189. All right,
you should have had to say a second one.
Which division has the lowest amount of fantasy running back value? You said AFC South, number three answer on the board, but it's only worth 8 points, Tags.
Yeah.
197.
Yeah, that was not a good answer.
All right. there's only one answer. That's the reason. Using multiples of 10, which percentage of people who filled out this survey had their fantasy teams make the playoffs last year? Number one answer of the board,
100%. Oh, my God.
35 points. So, Tags, you are now at 232. You are down to Joe. 14 points going into the last answer. And the question, how much would you pay to meet Bobby Sylvester in person? Tags said nothing.
Number one answer.
Number one answer on the board, 35 points, 267. And we've got ourselves another winner, Tag's seventh straight fantasy feud victory, 267 to 246.
So, Joe, not only did you lose again, but you got to go first in Fast Money, even though I was in the lead, and you got points double points in Fast Money round, which I'm traditionally not good in. You still lost, dude.
But here's the thing. I also get credit for my answer, which means you had to pivot to a second cornerback. So I kind of want to know how that worked, like in the whole scoring thing. I feel like I kind of got screwed here.
Yeah.
I'm going to be bringing this up with the league. I have a nasty email into Fantasy Pros right now. I don't like the new rule set up. This is going before the committee. That's all I know. This is definitely going before the rules.
You only have yourself to blame for taking 50 seconds on one answer.
You just blew a steak dinner there.
You know what? I think Tags already owes me Portillo's, and at this point, he's probably considering me to be his best friend. So I basically handed him the victory.
Sorry,
Tags
Mike.
Did not earn this. I'm the champion, really, is what it comes down to.
Well, wow. This took a nasty
turn. I remain
turn
undefeated
at the end.
In this, and the next time Joe comes on the show, I'm expecting to have some sort of poem that he's going to read to me, like a love memento.
Oh, I'll read you a poem. I'll read you a poem this week.
I'm going to give you guys the other top answers on the board, okay? The earliest people would be willing to draft. The top answer was noon. What is wrong with you guys?
No, 10 is reasonable.
10's fine.
10 is for people with children.
Okay, but here's...
We got a lot going on today. Jimmy's got a soccer game at noon or whatever.
Right.
Let's do the draft at 10.
Listen to this, though. There's some crazy people out there. 6 a.m. or earlier, 12 people said that? What is wrong with you people?
I mean, I'd be down with that.
Tags?
6 a.m.?
I wake up. I mean, I'm like, especially in season, like around that time, I'm waking up at like 5:30 every morning.
Maybe you can't do a draft in season.
And I guess it would be to your advantage.
In fantasy football season, which basically starts like middle July, August.
The only way I can think of this working out is if you're doing a draft at like midnight. I'd do that.
I don't know, man.
No, I would not do that. I'd be
6
a.m.
is too early for draft.
So after Stephon Gilmore, the other top answers on the board, Tre'Davious White, all the way down at 12 points, I think he's the number one answer. I'd rather have my wide receiver go up against Stephon Gilmore than Tre'Davious White. Jalen Ramsey comes in at 3. Marcus Lattimore, Darius Slay, Richard Sherman, Marcus Peters. Tags, you have a problem with any of those answers?
Tre'Davious White, I might have him number 3. I might have it Gilmore, Ramsey, then Tre'Davious
White.
Really?
Because Ramsey wasn't great last year, man.
I know he wasn't great, but I also don't think that he was, like, into football last year, which, I mean, I guess that should be
That's
played
true.
Into it. But, when they're on top of their game, I think Jalen Ramsey is actually better than Stephon Gilmore.
Worst running back division, the number 2 was NFC West. I think that one kind of makes sense because you've got some running back timeshares there, right?
NFC West.
You've got Kenyon Drake, Chris Carson.
Yeah.
Cam Akers, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, but...
Raheem Mostert.
I think that one was worse. I just said the East because I know nobody ever likes the Patriots situation. Now people are concerned about Buffalo. Le'Veon Bell and Adam Gase don't seem to be getting along.
But there's no top-tier running backs in that division. Like, the Patriots don't, the Jets, the Dolphins...
Right, that's what I mean. There isn't a fantasy running back in the first, you know...
Yeah, there's not a top 15 running back on any of those teams, I don't think.
Something mm-hmm. you also have to consider is people have a lot of time to think about these answers when they're giving them. Like, they probably went through the depth charts and they're like, oh man, the AFC East sucks.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm doing this, because I get quizzed every time before I do this so I can get used to the questions and realize what's weird and everything so I can play it up, right? Just giving you guys a behind-the-scenes view. And I didn't have time to think about it. And I kind of panicked and I went AFC North for some reason. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, that's not right.
Wait, so you're saying it's forgivable to have a brain fart and not
absolutely 100%, Joe.
Okay, no, I just want that on the record.
But
here,
you guys really screwed up with the value of the trade one because I got all 6. I would have beat you guys.
Do you
both.
Really? I mean, how ridiculous are people that they responded to that 100% like that? 100% of my teams make the play. Like, that's...
Isn't that so funny, man?
Dude, home leagues exist, first off. So before I did this...
No, I understand. Look, I understand.
If they're just following our advice, and they're going into a home league, like, would Tags win their home league?
Probably.
Yes, and he's giving them their advice. Tags is basically on their coaching staff.
Yeah, before doing this for a living and, like, getting into industry leagues and things like that, I kid you not, I made the playoffs every single year in my home leagues.
Sure.
Like that's why I said 100%, because the people that are actually paying attention to these polls that are on Twitter, our website this time of the year...
And they might only be playing in one league, right?
They're hardcore. And
that's the other thing. They play one, maybe two leagues sometimes.
Like, the listeners of our leagues, do they win 35% of their leagues? Yeah, I bet so. I mean, we get... So many thank yous. I bet it's probably 40, 45%.
Our thing is skewed too, playing in these expert, you know.
Yes.
Like this year, I finally won flex. And I was so excited. And I told Jake Seeley, I was like, listen, if we get out of this whole thing and we do this draft live this year, I told him I'm going to make him hold my wrist and raise it with the belt. And I'm going to get, because I get the belt. And he's like, no, I'm not doing it. I said, why? It'd be a great bit for social media. I tap my wrist and I make you raise it with the belt and the whole thing like I'm champ. And he won't do it. And I think we should get a little.
We need to get a petition going. Yes.
Jake's got other things to worry about right now, like his dating life. Which is, by the way, one of the best things to read on Twitter. I legitimately shared it. I shared it with my wife and everything.
It's my favorite. Every single time he posts it.
It's one of the things I miss so much about doing a daily show with him, is teasing him about that and going through all those things. So he's actually coming on Black Book podcast this week, so that should be fun.
Why does he talk to those girls? Those girls are the worst. Like, I hope he's only showing the worst ones.
I love Jake. And so you guys know, Jake and I, like, we text outside of, like, football stuff.
He's
like,
awesome. Yeah,
yeah, Jake's a good dude. But I love reading about his dating life.
It makes me cringe, man. I just feel so relieved for him every single time that he's no longer talking to that witch.
Well, I thought he had just given up altogether when he got the dog. I told him, I was like, so is this it?
Yep. All right. Playoff percentage. Number two, Inter, was 70. Number three was 50, all the way down. Only 4% said zero. And then the Meet Bobby, number two answer on the board was $1. Number three was $10, $5, $20. Four people said $50. I'm assuming those are our female listeners.
By the way, if I were to say, if not said zero, I probably would have said $20.
Yeah, that would have been worth 6 points and you would have lost.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, it's always difficult because I think your initial reaction is to say what you want to say as opposed to what you think people will
correct,
say.
Correct. Yeah.
And I think that's always where I get screwed up. Next time I'm going to think about the people. That's what I've got to be, the people's champion. That's the only way. However, I do want that screenshot sent to me. I promise if you get a screenshot of that scoreboard, I will make it my Twitter wallpaper.
I mean, Joe, you can go get a screenshot if you want. Like, you do have the internet, right?
No. I want it to come from you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I want it. I want to put on the thousands and the hundreds of thousands of followers of Fantasy Pros. I want them to see that right there in full color on Twitter. That'd be great. I think Mike needs that a little bit.
Obviously.
He needs motivation. He's like Michael Jordan. Like,
I am Jordan. He's that little motivation. I'll find something.
You'll find something.
Tags.
How is Gronkowski not on that list?
Man, that was nuts. That was crazy. Tags, how do you feel about almost losing and once being behind in this game? What do you have to say for yourself?
Almost doesn't count. That's basically.
Well, no, hold on. I was legitimately ahead of you. There's no other shenanigans, no double pointing. I was legitimately ahead of you at one point. At least give your opponent some
respect.
Like,
that's like saying that, you know, Patrick Ewing was beating Jordan in the second quarter. Who gives a crap?
Tags is no mercy. No mercy. That's all for today's show, guys.
It's why I like him. It's why I like him.
Joe, thanks for coming on, man.
I'm going to be the guy that does it to you, just so you know.
Now that you're the only guy who's been on top of the leaderboard, we're going to have you back on at some point. And you got to
step in the right direction. We can say that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in your head now. That's the problem.
All right, guys. Give Joe a follow on Twitter, at Joe Pisapia 17. I'm at Bobby Fantasy Pro, and Mike is at Mike Taglier NFL. All right, and I want to say thanks to the sponsor of today's show, Reality Sports Online. Guys, the reason we play fantasy sports is because we want to pretend to be real GMs, right? At Reality Sports Online, they make it that much more realistic. Go there and try your general manager skills for free in a mock free agency auction, and use the promo code FANTASYPROS if you like it, and you'll receive a 10% discount on your team or league today. Again, that's realitysportsonline.com, promo code FANTASYPROS. Don't forget to check this out on the YouTube channel at youtube.com/FANTASYPROS and hit that subscribe button as well if you don't mind. For Joe Pisapia and Mike Taglier, I'm Bobby Sylvester. Thanks for listening and enjoy your football. I just wanted you to watch me dissolve.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.